Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to greet it?
We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up Sunbet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Saul.
Sweets.
Popcorn. They feel like the jacket you're wearing, Zizi.
No, Zizi wearing a corduroy jacket. Corduroy is like suede without Vaseline.
Yeah,
suede is so.
The name is Alpheus.
Alpheus?
Yeah, let's laugh and get it. I want everyone to.
What?
Get
no. we're not gonna laugh.
Get it out of your so you know. Brand new Jan on your podcast. Just so you know. Brand new Jan. During a moment, like, man, you're more at me than Shai Koras. Ninga Kala Nongelan. When I put you in, you're going through a lot, Sid.
Yeah.
Like,
I can see by the four shades of corduroy.
Sure. Okay, we're not gonna sing. That's what we're not gonna do is that. No. No, man.
The weirdest
everybody.
I go Sam.
Robo Pops. I'll be my cheese girl and my cheese boy da. We motivate, then we laugh as well. Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. See a Lala story. Petting on my guests, I nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of joy. So it's some Pop Pops and Robot Boy.
Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah?
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call it world war like friends like bees. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call boy boy like friends like these.
Ladies and gentlemen, cheese boys and cheese girls, the Cheese Gang. Welcome to yet another episode of Popcorn and Cheese, proudly streaming here at Stream In Studios. Yes, would you like to come use a studio, maybe for your own podcast? Or maybe you've decided, no, I want to shoot a movie. I want to shoot a series, a television show. Or I want to create an office space where I can broadcast to other people all over the world. This is the right place. Stream In Studios, right here in Parkhurst. Look them up. Their details are right there. No, not up there. Right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Today, our show, we have with us a man who comes all the way from his house today.
Mm-hmm.
Please, put your hands together. Make some noise. Give it up for the one and only, Alfie!
Alfie Sipo! Guys, it's like the sound guy, guys. Every week.
School, it's dealer now. Every
since
week.
Episode 7, since it's swollen on my sofa, Masha.
Mariaza Mara.
Alfito. I just think they make my eyes pop, you know?
They do. They bring out your eyes.
Right?
Mustard is
so
your
much.
Color.
Thank you so much.
Yeah?
No, papi. Nisi. Le sofa le pop. Le popa mine. Popa, yeah? Pops, how are you, man?
Wow. It has begun.
It has begun.
No, you were saying something.
Hectic. Alfie Sipo's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, big shout out to 2050 Event Supplies.
Yes.
For the cheese couches.
Ah, Mamela.
For the cheese gang.
Ah, Mamela. And the table. And
yes,
the table.
We also have a Facebook page and a number that you're going to see down here. Ngolan Fagin. Ngolan Fagin. Guys, Ngolan Fagin. The number yana lama otlawa yi pals, ne? Yeah, siyababonga. Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Smartly on myself.
All right, ne?
Yeah, cool.
And it's sweet.
Yes. Sweets. So
fast. They feel like the jacket you're wearing, Zizi.
No, Zizi wearing a corduroy jacket. Corduroy is like sweet without Vaseline.
Yeah, it's
sweet is so. Corduroy, what he braille? He braille him back.
No, that's.
Umuntu qoke amabruke quarter maye hamba ngathi ama brick pad aphelile or kuzwa la.
Why?
No. Oh.
No, sorry, Tsit.
Does Braille, does Kudroy go in the washing machine?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Hand wash.
You wash again, yeah, or so above it. No, I genuinely want to know. Okay, okay, wait, let's let him
answer. Like, Alfie gives those vibes, eh? Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for that slight interruption. We were switching over from generator to power. Because here at Streaming Studios, we have both. You can either use the electricity that the government gives you sometimes.
Hey.
The generator, which we have always.
Hey.
Streaming Studios, always generated, always electrified.
Washa.
Always on the ball. Alfie.
That. What was that? Like, was that like a crossing?
It was a link.
Awesome. Your pops can sell you anything. Dog.
Anything.
Pops literally can sell you anything.
Literally anything. Literally, like Laman's Lawa. I paid 12 rands for Laman's. He was just like, yeah, do you want water?
Alfie's trial and just put my man. Laman's not hala, like, no, popcorn and cheese.
Okay, why did I have to pay? Tell me why I had to pay.
Okay, tell
me.
Who sold you?
Who sold you?
This team is fantastic. Well, somebody charged me 12 rands for this bottle of water.
It's pee.
Hey, there's a scam by Streaming Studio.
Hey, there's a scam in here. Welcome. Amanzi, 12 rand.
12 rand.
Interview.
But say damage, yeah. Nah. But you know, it's best I get 2 bottles. I was like, why?
Hey. Yo, Alfie, speaking of selling things to people, you're very good at your campaign stuff, sure, and your marketing stuff.
Thank you, Doug.
I wanted to ask, Doug, because obviously that's what people know you for, like the TikToks and the campaigns and the work. But I want to unpack the Alfie before that.
Yes.
Because you don't just wake up and say, I know you wake up well and record your videos, but you don't just wake up and decide to.
I actually do. I just wake up and,
all right,
and do my thing. But who was I before this? So Sipo, people will call me Sipo. If you know me from way back, you'll call me Sipo. Alfie is something that started recently, although it's my name. I was a comms.
Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa.
This can't be a thing.
Whoa. So,
we'll see.
This guy just said.
But you always had the name Alfie.
Yes.
But they never knew that you were Alfie.
No.
Then.
And I'm walking into this trap. The name is Alpheus.
Alpheus.
Let's laugh and get it out. I want everyone to just.
What?
Get
no.
It out of
we're not going to laugh.
Get it out of your system.
No.
Now. I'm giving you 2 minutes to get it out. Okay, let's.
Why would we laugh at your name being Alpheus?
How old were you when they gave you that name?
I wasn't. Was I even born when I got that name? I'm not sure. Like, I had no deciding factor. Like, I couldn't say, maybe let's consider something else.
Mm.
They were just like.
Like
yeah.
Eric, maybe.
Yeah, so or Paulos.
Your full name is?
Sipo Alpheus Mkwanas. I'll give you 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. If we mention it one more time.
You know, Alfie was so cute and cuddly. You know, it's Alfie. You know, it's a... Yeah, when you hear the rest of it. Alfie, yeah. 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 It went from Woolies to Cambridge Foods real quick.
It is a little heavy on the tongue, but yeah. And that's that on that. Anyway, what were you asking?
But that name sounds like it has a leather jacket.
The name itself.
What is said? Actually, no.
Alfie's not trying to walk into any other traps now.
Okay.
Let's go
Alfie.
Back.
Okay.
Yes. Stand. Go. So before this one.
Yeah.
Alfie, yes.
Yeah.
And then you decided to move the CS.
Yeah.
To come see us here.
Sure.
And now you are Alfie.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, so it was Sipo. Before it became Sipo, Alfie Mkwanazi, it was Sipo. And I was in comms. I studied comms at UJ. Left UJ, went to Vega. Left Vega.
Hectic.
And then I was pushing comms.
When you say left, did you complete or?
I did complete.
Okay.
Yes, I.
No, I mean,
okay, I have two modules. Okay. Okay. So, okay. There might have been two modules I am trying to figure out, but this is important.
Okay. What are you studying at UJ?
At UJ, strategic comms, honors.
Okay.
Sure. Oh,
okay.
And then Vega?
Vega, brand innovation.
Oh.
Sure.
So this is your actual space that you studied for?
I've always enjoyed this sort of space. And before that, I did PR and comms.
So you like communicating?
This is such a trigger because we had that conversation with my mom. And my mom wanted me to be a lawyer. And when I told her, means communication. So she was mad at that. So,
but that's what you do. You talk to millions of people.
Exactly.
Every
and
week.
Even the job that I used to have, I was regional head of comms and marketing at the South African National Parks.
Regional?
Yes. So the South African National Parks is across the country.
Uh-huh.
And it's made up of different regions. You've got the northern region, so that would include the Free State, Gauteng, and some parts of Limpopo. Then you've got Transfrontier. Yeah? Hey. Arid. You've got arid region, which is next to Abu Tsitsikamma and them.
Abu Tsitsikamma.
Sorry, it's in the Eastern Cape. Nabukaru. Then you've got... Yes, you've got the Cape region. That's West Coast National Park, Table Mountain and all of that stuff. Then you've got Kruger as a region on its own because Kruger's massive.
Yeah.
You've got the Kruger National Park as a region. So yeah, it's split into different regions and I was northern.
So you were the head of comms there?
Yes.
For northern?
For northern region.
Yeah. Okay, so what would that entail? Like,
So social media, firstly, was a massive component at the South African National Parks because I think the South African National Parks still has the biggest YouTube video or the YouTube channel in the country, if I'm not mistaken. So they've it's a huge channel.
And that's on you, Maji.
No, that's not on me. That's on the team. That's on the team. It's on the team.
That's what great leaders say.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It's
guys,
not me,
it's
guys. Hey, listen,
it's
I just
say me.
Listen, guys, I just put up the structure and I put up the, you know, the ideas and I put up everything else.
Come on. So social media. And SANParks has got like a myriad of different issues. We've got issues with animals. I guess it was with conservation and all of that sort of stuff. So sometimes I'd be called Tiwe, like one of our rhinos decided to like run off to Zimbabwe. We need to go find it, you know? So we like.
Why are the rhinos running in different directions? It's normally the other way around.
So they do that. They do that. What?
Hey, which rhinos?
Which rhino? Exactly.
I'm saying normally people are running this way on the border.
We are born again.
Wait, there's been a couple of lions also that like ran.
Yes.
To Zimbabwe.
Like, those are your people. No.
Yeah. Yo, they come back hungry.
You know?
Pops.
When's the land? Okay, wait. When's the land?
Pops.
When's the land? I really need to know.
No. So, ungamamelo.
I have friends all over the world. Please just don't ruin that for me.
No, don't worry. Okay.
No, I was just saying for the lions.
Cheese gang also.
The cheese gang, yeah.
I'm saying some lions that just decide to run around and be seen on Twitter and the streets. They're not.
So we don't.
Did you ever have an escapee during your time?
No. So we don't enclose them, so they can't necessarily escape.
Or you let them free.
Yeah, I mean, they live in their natural habitat. Number two, people randomly have their own animals. So Muntu will just steal a lion from wherever, probably a cub, as kulisele yona.
Yo, hey, if you didn't say cub, I was about to say, imagine stealing a lion, dog.
And then they make it SANParks' problem. Imagine. And Amanda, he's not lying.
Yeah.
No.
But
what is going on?
We have a said that you I was like, he's a drug lover. He was a dirty down.
Yes.
This was such a.
Actually, I was a zebra lover. I was a giraffe. I was a dirty down.
Now you have to explain why. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yes. So they.
So then they make it Sandbox's problem. Then now Sandbox is just being called. Yeah. A lion is running around in Boxburg. Hey, we don't know
anything. Singena.
Yeah, Singena. But yeah, that was what I used to do at Sandbox.
That's so blazing, man. That's amazing.
That's crazy. And let's talk about, because I love the fact that you mentioned the social media part, right? Let's talk about the fact that now with your success on social media and the content, you were once behind the scenes in order to understand what is needed or what clients are looking for as far as in front of the scenes go. So what's the importance of understanding the two sides?
It's helped me a lot in my journey because people don't realize with tea, there's a lot of method behind the madness. So you will see a post. And I think this is something I also learned from you, Rob, with tea. It seems as though everything is scattered and whatnot, but there's actually method behind it. You have to study your audience, know where to post, know what to post. You know, there's a specific beat that people expect from people who play on social media. The second you just bring something out of the blue, it's just like, okay, what's going on? This is not on brand. So behind the scenes taught me that. I'm so sorry, I need to address this. Why Tinaning and Superman chips?
Hey, khur.
Guys, and
Marplex Studios Mara.
Yeah, Mara. And I get
Sianizo. Maybe I'm a mic I pick up. Mara I will
fight. So just so you know, Bayan Ninjan and the podcast. Just so you know. Bayan Ninjan. Bayan Ninjan.
Utin more pops.
There we go.
Vela bug boy.
Nah, this is in Chayo.
Oh.
Ne who the girlfriend ya?
Yeah, born. We know where you come from this morning.
And a bigger late, you call some big one.
Yeah, we figure late. Ne who the pink.
Velatis. What's the matter? Give it. I won a lapest too late, and it was the only thing.
And a camo BVD. That's what I saw, right? It's cold. This man has a camo BVD, pink hoodie, slippers. Ah, of course.
But yeah, so there's a method behind the madness, and it really helps you structure your work. I still think that none of us have figured it out.
Yeah,
we
learn as we go.
Yeah, it's really a practice area, but it's fun. It's a fun journey.
Where did you grow up, Doug?
Davidson.
Yo.
1520 East Rand, just before Mpumalang. Ekhaya is the last town just before you get into Mpumalang. It's called Etwatwa.
Etwatwa. Ah, wow.
Hi, bro.
Yeah?
It's not Davidson.
Davidson is the same. You're the sound guy and a schools.
You told me I'm funny.
You told me I'm funny.
But also, like, I'm not sure if you're going to be Davidson. I'm not sure if you're going to be Davidson. I'm not sure if you're going to be
Davidson. So people saying Twatwa is not Davidson? No.
How siyazi mose sihlala khona.
Wena ubuyapi?
Give him the mic.
I'm Kai Mike.
I'm Kai Mike.
Ngoba le argument le umuntu wesimumu.
Sure.
Khamba.
Bheka, ayisho kune.
Yes.
Kune Davidson.
Sure.
There's Davidson.
And then there's Mpumalanga.
Yes.
Twatwa.
Ah.
Vele iTwatwa is far from everything. Noma ungase gateini lase Twatwa, iTwatwa kude. So ilempu malanga kahle.
Twatwa has a gate.
iTwatwa number 1, Twatwa has a gate. Number 1.
Yeah, sure.
Number 2
ikude iTwatwa.
Impumalanga cala like boma Ochis ona welche da ki yabona lezo indawo les then that's e de ilona iTwatwa isese Davidson fish. Isese Davidson.
Ah, woman.
Where are you from?
I'm from Crystal Park.
Speaking the mic.
I'm from Crystal Park.
We have the worst sound guy.
Dog. The guy literally had the mic here. Where are you from?
I'm from.
You're from Crystal Park.
I get why you'd say that. Like, abantu base Crystal Park have got that mentality. And it's something that we've been trying to rehabilitate for years. I really understand. Uthe mathi Crystal Park, I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. But yeah, sure.
So how was it growing up in Twato? Is it like a hood? Or?
It's a hood. People say Twato. It's just Twato, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's a fun place, man. I don't think we got the same. I don't know what other hoods are like. Like, abantu abase Soweto will tell you that's like proper hood. Exactly. You know, and I've never really spent enough time to understand, but I just think amakasi was a it's like Kailish.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's different too.
Yeah.
You see, so it's just like it's hood, but it's like okay hood. Also, what is bad hood? I don't know. But yeah.
I don't know, like amapara. Did you guys have amapara?
Amapara sister now in a man. I think like amapara wakalwa eat. Come to think about it. Like, I think I'm a para yeet. Okay. Like, I'm a founding member. Like, E. Davidson is known for starting a whole lot of, like, Igota, for example. What you guys enjoy now, walking, baby zangs, kambane,
spato.
Igota, follow E. Davidson.
Head office, Igota.
Okay, let's go back to Amapara.
Titi, how did this start?
Yeah?
How did this start?
I just know. I don't know. I just think we just like eat a little bit more than everyone else. I mean, you can tell.
Titi, please Google if Kota started in Davidton.
Yeah.
Titi's
going to be imagine ghost Kota. Boy, fact checker. Okay.
Kota. How do you even say Kota?
K-O-T-A. K-O-T-A. K-O-T-A.
Cheese boys.
He spelled it with a Q-U. He spelled it with a Q-U. No,
quota. This guy said Q-U.
It's a quota.
No, but Elibuwa Khomo, Ayiki God.
No,
they don't have.
Asgaga feet.
He wouldn't.
It says, the name Kota used in areas such as Soweto and Johannesburg is derived from the English word quarter.
Okay.
But it doesn't really say from Davidton.
Google Kota origins.
Spatlo is a South African food popular.
Spatlo is when you're in Pretoria, ne? And then it's Kamba, Nekibo Val.
My Val is Kamba.
Sure, it's Kamba.
Okay, well, Titi,
Google. Yeah, it is.
It's from Davidton.
Yeah, it's from Davidton.
Yo, I have a chapel in Davidton, my soho.
Come on.
Hey, tell him we were caught up to not believing you.
Sorry.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah, well, no, that was
so close, eh?
So close.
So close. Yeah, I'm going to say that on every interview. Just so you know.
We started.
I'm from the home of the quarter.
Yes. So yeah, that was us, and then.
So you started Amakota. You started Upara. Were you a par yourself?
Okay, whoa, yeah. Let him paraphrase that one.
I think. Listen, I.
Hey.
You think you did something, then? You really think? Anyway, to paraphrase.
Which one is this one?
So. I'm a part. Man, there was always that one little, you know, Tananyano Shupayo, man. Snubambi Savantama Cruiser, Wabon, all of that sort of stuff. And I think Sexelogutu Ibe cost on Udemy because, like, if you think about it, Ubupara is now a thing. It's established now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want to own it, but, like, not this one. So it's just, yeah, I'm a para. I've seen Dwencha to us at Davidson.
Were you ever a para yourself?
No. No.
So you've never... Hey, Letifa.
Why?
No, we are asking.
No, we're just asking.
Why? Okay, if I were a para, why would I sound like that?
No! I'm just...
I'm with my pillow.
Why?
No, because I assumed, like, no.
Pillow pops.
Because
no.
Pops
tell
is a
me
good...
why. Hey, Letifa.
No. Pops is a good storyteller. That's fine. So he just envisions the scenario.
I'm thinking of Alfie being the para. I wasn't thinking.
No, to see. But I want to see. Ah, yeah, say, let's see. Phone.
If it was Alfio's.
Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
I've never.
With a leather jacket.
I have never asked anyone for their phone. My phone once got taken and I ran after them.
Was this in Davidton?
This was in Davidton, yeah.
You ran after them?
How did the paras initiate or execute.
No, he just rocked up and said, let's see phone.
He didn't even start a conversation like, hi, or hey,
he just rocked up. He's just like, let's see phone. I was like, oh, my phone, yeah, Muslim. What, yeah, he let. I was like, oh, okay. Then I realized, no, my phone, yeah.
So, I'm kidding. Wait. I was about to say, the story started with you saying you chased him, but you gave him the phone.
And then I just started running after him, praying in tongues.
Oh, so that he knows that you're praying in tongues.
Yes.
So that it feels like...
That was so bizarre because... Yeah,
it worked.
Like, no, it didn't. Well, let me tell you what happened. So I'm running after him. People are just watching us. You know, it's just like, oh, okay. La man pa my evangelism, but it isn't those out again. You know, because I'm out here praying in tongues. This guy's running.
It was giving...
What was it giving?
No, think about it. You're chilling at class, you go grade one day. Next thing, and then isn't like...
You know why people thought something was going on? Sure. Because you didn't use the number one Kasi term.
Vimba.
Yes. You have to say Vimba.
I didn't say.
They thought you were Jehovah's Witness.
They really... Well, they don't pray in tongues.
Mara.
It does. It is giving watchtower.
Had you said Vimba, people would have realized what's happening.
Just, everything was happening too fast, you know. And then I didn't catch the guy. Ran out of breath because I was like, yo.
After how long?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Kilometers.
Yo, kilometers. I probably did like 500 meters. I mean.
I was like,
you try to get.
Plus, I'm not entered.
You know? So, and then everyone is just like, hey, boy, when's that alarm? They won't have any phone. Oh, what's wrong? Like, no, can't you see me chase after him? And they were like, ah, now, what isn't this? Because it was alarm. But they found him. They found him, shame. And like, Pamlimas, and he died.
Huh.
Oh.
He passed away. Like, the umphakathi just... Umphakathi was a Davidson. Umphakathi yakudala.
I just want to know, what phone was it?
It was Pops.
No, I don't know if it was worth it.
It was a BlackBerry, and BlackBerries were huge at that time.
BlackBerry?
It was a BlackBerry. Ish. And I just bought BIS. Like, yes. It was a BlackBerry. Any BlackBerry was very important at that time, guys. It was BlackBerry.
Okay. Oh, we're here. You guys brought us here. I mean, I wasn't here. When you said the guy died, I was out of it. But now we're here now. Curve, bold, or touch?
No, but we lay a black, Lena, the heavy one. It was the curve.
It was a curve.
Yeah, it was the curve.
Yeah, it was a curve.
It was a curve. Yeah, but that was...
Was it on the same day or...?
Yeah. No. I think I had gotten the phone like the same week.
No, he's asking about the...
Oh, him. Yeah. Oh, Mpagat. Yeah. No, like over the weekend.
Did you get your phone back?
I didn't get my phone back.
Do you think Mpagat, someone kept it or...?
I think he had sold it.
He had sold it already. Mm. Okay. Hi, Davidson. Kasla Makas.
No, Davidson. That's why he vote.
Okay.
Because at some point, why actually sell up here? Well, myself, woman, man, you know, but woman, that was a man, twat, and a man, gate. Yes.
Is Davidson so hectic?
We put a young tire around your neck.
Like back in the cut, really?
Yeah, literally. Pa.
In God's in pimp. Shy tire.
But do you guys think that's where we need to head as a country? Because I'll tell you this much. I feel like we're fed up as a country. We're fed up. And we understand that the system that we trust to protect us, to help us, is kind of lacking. It's kind of failing in different areas. Do you think South Africa is headed there where we're going to start taking matters into our own hands?
Hey, inkinga ukuthi nina anina moderation.
Usho kanjani?
Like when it comes to taking things into our own hands, Tina, we spiral out of control.
We do.
Like, if you think of us as South Africans, you know, like, yo, if we were to like bring back Amadaira and like all of that stuff, yo.
I think that
just
one
imagine
would be,
you
that
cancel culture on Twitter.
That one would be tricky for things like false accusations. You know?
Exactly.
How many people get falsely accused of certain things? And then only after umuntu zot no pingla, I just wanted to spike him.
Exactly.
But it happens that you catch people in the act. I remember a video that went viral years ago where they caught these two guys breaking into a house.
Mm.
And they umphakathi, the community brought them out.
Mob justice.
Yeah, and then they gave them each a whip to
move
each other. Yeah.
Hectic.
So these were two guys who were accomplices who were, you know, on a mission together.
Yeah.
But now umphakathi were like, no.
Is that
come here?
Yeah.
They made a circle around them. They gave
people
one guy a whip. And then they said hit each other. Obviously, because their friends, the first hits were like, twah. And umphakathi was like, I like
this.
It
got
real. So it got real, real quickly. So they had to start beating each other.
So, like, when does it stop? Like, when does umphakathi know kore? No rekhotso feet?
I think that's another thing. Because
that's
sometimes
the problem. People take out their stuff. I think what happens is a lot of people take out their issues.
Their frustration.
Because now you're hitting this guy because someone stole your car 2 weeks
ago. Exactly. What are you going to do?
And she's
I'm telling you,
don't you think like these frustrations that people have and they take them out on the perpetrators, which is real, don't you think that it's their frustration with the system itself? Because imagine your car gets stolen and nothing happens. And then you see someone's phone getting stolen 4 years later.
Sure.
Obviously, you're going to take out that frustration from back then on this person, and then you start acting out radically where you use tires and...
totally counseling. Sorry, Moteyako. Totally counseling. I'm counseling because umuntu
into encane. Imagine paying for therapy. more than installment.
More than installment.
Installment equity 700.
To go to the...
your therapy for 780.
To go to the therapy.
My tatil.
How do you know my tatil? When I load a guivet. My tatil.
My cookie,
my
keep it.
My cookie, my bully cannot be my father.
This quid slander needs to stop. I'm really begging you guys. Equid has carried so many people. Okay, maybe two.
Maybe three, max. Which are
two? Okay.
Many.
Two. When two or more are gathered.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Please.
But guys, this quid slander needs to stop. Like Equid is the same what the sharp. My is a new peck yellow and impopu, but it's.
Yeah,
what? Don't you know?
Okay, Zalane, let's talk about when two or more gathered.
Sure.
You're very open and public about your belief.
Yes.
Let's talk about your church upbringing or who got you into that lane.
So I grew up in church. I always liked singing esontweni.
And
you know, it was just...
Were you in the church choir?
I was in the church choir.
Nice.
I was in the church choir.
In France or Emu? Below the corner?
Were you a falsetto, a soprano?
Yeah. I was a soprano. Still am. Sop.
Yo, Uzibiza Nange, a.k.a. Sop.
Yes.
Hey, what is it?
Oscar, popcorn and cheese.
But... I was front and center there and singing for the Lord. And that's how it started. And I think Ekaya, we come from like different singers and whatnot. And they enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Ekaya, they're very private, Bona. But they were like, yeah, we're not your papa. You do it. So I was that one, you know. Magnum Ekaya, couldn't see Bobo Sipo, Sipo. Oh, didn't you just shy and you just A1? That was me. Mm.
So, does this translate to a music career in the future?
No. So my sort of singing is that. It's not like it's not the sort of singing that I would.
Yeah, my,
you know,
Apple yeah. music.
It's moment music. It's moment music. It's weddings. Yeah, it's funerals. So, it's
during the moment. Like manje mo ngathi mina ngishaya chorus. Ningakhala nonke lana. Wena futhi you're going Khalid. Through a lot. Sit.
Yeah.
Like
I could see by the four shades of corduroy.
Oh my god.
But like randomly with my, I have to be honest. I actually was in a band once called 1520. It's a band.
Isn't that your home address?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
In the beginning, your name is on 1520.
Not band members.
So we band 1520.
It's the area code.
Okay.
Beningak, Beni 15 or 20, Beni?
Wow.
Beningak. Sako Besi 5, man. And there were only two vocalists. Besi 15 or 20. 2015. Sorry, no, yeah. But
how old were you when this happened, bro?
I was around 18, 19.
So 1520, in your late teens, early 20s, yes. What music were you guys making?
We were singing everything from jazz. It depended on where we were called. So if there was a wedding, we'd do
Malaika.
Jazz, Yabo Malaika, those standards and whatnot. And then throw in some gospel because, you know, it's not a black thing unless you just do
come
that.
On.
Too much, hallelujah. You know? Too much.
Then funerals.
We play gospel even at Groove.
Exactly. Mm. It's a thing now. You know, it's a thing. I mean, that's why I'm able to MC Groove gigs.
Mm.
Like, they just slot me there strategically because they know what I'm not really a groove cat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But depending on where we place him, just at the right moment.
Before they play the, yeah.
Eat him
you know? Sure. Okay, we're not gonna sing it. That's what we're not gonna do is that. No. No, man.
This is the weirdest part.
Everybody!
Aiko Sam.
Yeah, don't be.
This one. Miss Cindy.
Yeah, hallelujah. We can see who doesn't attend church here. We can see. So,
are you going to church because of what you're going through, or is it just you've always been going to church?
I've always been going to church, cool. But now I go especially for what I'm going through.
Let's just reach out our hands to this gentleman. I feel that there is no.
I receive.
Do you guys ever make your own songs?
Yes.
Ah,
we've got a whole lot of songs. But come Tuto, on.
Tuto,
just like look them up. 1520 Music. They're on
Apple Music
on every streaming platform. 1520 Music.
No way.
Red songs and stuff. Like this is Zenzelingo Mazit. Worked with a beautiful lady called Udindi, and Udindi has worked with like really famous people. 40. There's
some, Udindi. Is she dark? Or
she's yeah. So we Udindi. We dark Udindi. That's where it comes from. She called herself that. Okay, we called her that. And she was like, okay, I'll be Dindi then. You know? Because it was like, Lowe Dindi, man. Low, you know? Because, you know, in auction, they'll describe you.
Yeah, they name you according to
exactly.
your
exactly. So, yeah, you know? So we did our own music and whatnot. She worked with 40. She's done a whole lot of, like, really crazy stuff. So, yeah.
Wait, she worked with 40, right?
Yeah, there's a DJ called 40. DJ 40. Yeah. She does Naughty Dance. There's a song called Naughty Dance. I mean, also these like songs from way back. But yeah, she was an actual established musician.
You say from way back. Auntie, how old are you?
I mean, I don't know. I think I was 40. Like, wasn't that like 2006 or something? Maybe like 2013, 14. Angaz. But yeah, beginning to lezo into lezo Dindi. Hi, Dindi.
Hi, Dindi.
Hi, Dindi.
Man, I can't wait. So you said Tuto was there. I can't wait to hear these songs.
Yes.
I want to.
1520. I'm going to also check them out.
Yeah. Please do that.
So you had Tuto. That was your smash hit single.
Sure. And other singles.
Did you guys make videos?
No videos.
Okay. Mm. Okay. And would you ever revisit that era?
Reunion.
In a different way. Like, the way I approach my love for music now is completely different. I mean, one of the biggest videos I had was me doing the Budget Affair.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we talk about how you had the most watched video on TikTok last year?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most watched video on TikTok. Alfie.
Alpha Romeo.
Alpha
and Omega.
Alpha Romeo.
Thank you so much.
Most watched video on TikTok.
And that was me imitating my mom. Mbuye Konka.
Oh, I know exactly which video you're talking about. Is your mom really like that?
No.
Or are you exaggerating?
I exaggerate my mom a lot. Uh-huh. What we see of my mom on social media is what I would have enjoyed my mom being growing up. So, like she's interesting. Like, my mom is crazy, ne? But she's not as crazy as I put her out to be.
Cool.
And what's even, like, what's wilder is that when people bump into her, they expect that.
That version of her.
And she's just like, mom's posh. Yo.
And would you say she inspired your social media journey?
She definitely did. She definitely did. Every single video that I put out. And sometimes even when I'm just like being myself, that character just kicks always, in. It's yeah. Like, you know? Who's single spot mode. Yeah. Manje.
And what does she say when she sees like when she sees these videos of her yeah. doing her?
One, she hates them. She can't stand them. Like, my mom is just like, what is this? Like, what's going on? Abantu bathini, you know, and people send her videos and all that sort of stuff. And I always say to her, it's just for social media. So she and there are some ways she'll like giggle along, but Yambona, she's just not up for it. She's just like, no, what is this?
Mm-mm.
How big is your family?
I come from a very, very small family. Like, compared to like my family. Before 2 years ago, it was me, my mom, and my sister. My sister decided to kick ipaget, and she was just like, deuces, mina, sing sharp, you know? So it's me and my mom, which is my nuclear family. And then you've got my grandmother and grandfather, my aunt and my cousin, and then a few other, and my uncle and his wife and his kids. Like, singaga to the kai.
Yeah, because that would matter because, like, your perception of your mom, changing her perception, especially in the eyes of, like, the world.
Exactly.
It matters more if it's just you
sure.
who's setting up that image yes. for her.
Yeah. It is.
Wait, I want to dial back a bit, man.
Sure.
You said, sister, man. You said your sister decided.
I think she did.
To kick the bucket. Did she pass on or did she commit suicide?
She passed on, no. She didn't commit suicide, she passed on.
Oh, okay.
But I think, she didn't decide. Oh, she'd never. My sister was incredible.
Sorry about that, man.
Thank you so much, man. But she passed on. But I think we do decide. I think to a certain extent.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Because you said decided, right?
Yeah.
So immediately I thought, are you saying she committed suicide? Or she decided to kick the bucket. And in that, I wanted to say, as Abantu Abamnyama, we have this thing where we go, this person decided to leave.
Yes.
They let go.
Yeah. Mm.
They could have held on.
Sure. Mm.
So is that what you guys feel
at home? With my sister, I'm just like, if she wanted to stick around a little longer, she could have. But she was just like, and we also welcomed it, you know, when she, like, you know, when we found out which is she was gone, then it was like, okay, sharp. She's gone.
And was this a discussion that you guys had?
We've never really sat down and spoken about it, but it was just one of those things where, you know.
Yeah,
I get you.
We get you, man. Because, you know, with certain families, especially with families that have a member who's terminally ill.
Sure.
That conversation is had. That,
yes.
You know what, like, I'm in pain. I can't.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As much as I'd like to fight and stay, but every day is getting harder to be around.
Sure.
Yo, man. Sorry about your sister, man.
Okay.
Especially coming from such a small, close-knit family.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's almost like...
Everyone sort of needs to stick around. That's what I said to her. But yeah, I mean,
so you're like
she always does her own thing. sizokuthola sami. Ngiyalala.
Hayi bo.
Lasi ngimgwatele lo.
Hayi hey.
Ngizomthola.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you guys in your family also the type of family that uses humor to deal with like
this? Yes. Like that's yes. how we process things. Yeah, I remember
you give,
like,
you the give week, off those vibes.
Yes.
The week of my sister's passing was just like so hilarious because that's just how we process it. Some topics are so serious, ekhaya, but because everyone is just such a clown, it's a joke. Like it's a, and sometimes I hate that, but that's also how I process things. Like,
are you here?
I would be. I remember I've been caught in some of the most craziest situations eskolweni, and my principal is just like, "How did you get up here? Like, how did you land here?" And I'm just like, "Hey, bruh, you know, crack a joke." And it's like, "So this is funny to you? You know, this is a big fat joke."
Yo, to the principal.
That's just how I process
that's
things.
How you and break
I think the
peers
and the people around me have sort of learned that because even my friends are like that. They'll just laugh at everything.
So were you always a clown in school too?
Yeah. I mean, not a clown. Don't make it sound like that. I was just funny.
Utin, what's it?
It was one gig, man.
It was one
just
gig.
Just one gig, and they didn't get his face paint right. No, man. So you say...
No, did you wrong? Yes, no, wrong.
Okay, wait, school, let's talk about...
I was actually
school.
A clown once.
Are you okay?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Elf, for asking. I'm like under
so
very
sorry.
Pressurized environments, as you can see.
Hey, man,
it's been through a lot.
Going
when the tiger escaped in Walkerville,
yeah.
It walked past his place.
And you knew about
no,
it. When I was in
the office, was so poor. No, because they told him in the WhatsApp group, hey, please leave meat at your gate so that we can
hectic.
Try it. Corner
no, but it is small,
so
right?
Abutiti had to leave like I'm a leg of lamb in my KT.
You're valing your coach.
Am I lying?
No, you're not. They told us to not... actually, there was a big thing that we are not allowed to leave our dogs out.
Oh, because the tiger was eating the dog.
Yeah, so...
And when Elon injured again, I got to get injured.
What, Jojo?
Now it's a whole culture shock for the dog as well.
You swap, Peter. You know, you're trying to pull the dog here. You swap, Peter.
I can just imagine it was a rough time for you guys.
Yeah,
right?
It was a big thing. No dogs allowed outside. But a lot of the families around had their workers outside, which was very funny.
Yo.
So they're like, dogs inside, workers outside. You'll deal with it when
that
it comes.
That is so crazy. I'm just imagining it in the point of view of the dog.
This is dog. First time inside.
Behave around my sofa. What's going on?
Leaning on the sofa.
You're shivering up in my child scene.
Just the fleas are all over. Okay, sure.
No ways, dog.
That's
glad
crazy.
You guys made it out, though.
Yeah. No, it was a really tough time for the people around.
Do you guys know the culprits? Like Makelwane, knew what's the situation?
I met one of the people that knows the person. But we had a very, you know, when you have an interaction with somebody and they start being a little bit racist.
Sure.
So after a while, you just don't care. Because they started blaming the workers of the thing. And like the workers were angry at the guy. So they let the tiger out and stuff like that. And the guy who owns the tiger has a statement that they asked him, "Where did you get the tiger?" He's like, "No, his mom, who's passed on, just... It was a dying wish for him to take care of those two tigers."
That she got from where?
From some... He doesn't know.
I'm just...
So... Wait. So this guy's mom left him inheritance. Yama tiger, I too.
Two tiger, yeah.
Two tiger.
And her dying wish.
So in my lead, man.
As she was clutching her last breath... Either way, can I also bleed for my two tigers? What's a tiger in Afrikaans?
Tiger.
Can I for my tigers?
Gelukkig.
No, but my chat is also, so how angry were the workers to be like, yabona lo ya strike, vulela nama tiger. Vulela le tiger.
And vulela no panjo la pae.
Asiso. Adona simvulele bro.
He mentioned. How angry
were you? Uzo stronipa.
Imagine.
Who are these brave guys that opened for tiger? Because where did they run to when they
That's my
the
point,
tiger?
But
no, but I most think the tiger knows.
They know, yeah. Exactly. You know when you're the one that spends more time with the tiger?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Tiger knows.
Ah, dog, it's like your best friend.
Sure.
No more unleashed without our vibe.
That guy could probably take the tiger to a shop and, like, Abu and I, and it's chilled.
Because actually, if you realize a lot of these what attacks, it would actually be on, it wouldn't be on black people.
Standard. Firstly, it's either because...
Yeah, you see those attacks, Body Lion Park, mm-hmm. Body what. You hear the owner of the place got attacked by
sure.
The animal.
Yes.
Never the workers.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah. But we know where the danger is, eh?
Mm, yeah, Tinas, yeah, it's danger.
No, but and I need also, not to be spent time with her.
Exactly.
You understand? And it's in Biza danger, yeah, nah.
Ulayon.
Danger.
Spot.
The tiger called Lion.
The spot.
I won't lie, actually. Also, it's the so guys crazy, from... Though. Dubai do that, nah? Yeah. They have lions and they have...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were in Dubai recently.
That's why I'm bringing this up. It was chill with big.
No, Dubai was fun. Yeah, but I never saw anyone with a tiger or a lion. But mm-hmm. Yeah, Dubai was... You were in Dubai.
Yeah,
but we go to Dubai for different things.
Yeah, pela so, mina ngila ngama tiger.
Mind you, why mina ngila... Mina ngila ngama tiger, mean...
No, I need to ask chela manju.
Oh, okay. Binyele e Dubai, yopumula.
I leopard.
You went to rest.
Were you no pumula? Yeah.
Bengiyo pumula.
Oh.
Bengiyo pumula. So what was this for? Like.
what is this for? Like, I don't understand.
Boyo pumula in?
England.
Okay. Sure. So is this like a self-care? I need a holiday. Sure. I've been working too hard.
Actually.
Book a destination.
Yeah. So I think I got to some burnout. And there is an incredible company that I work with. It's a travel agency called Yellow Hat Travels.
Uh-huh.
And they facilitate all my international destinations and whatnot. And they were like, Ufungap. I asked them, you know, which one is the next open one? I said, Dubai. I'm like, put me on that flight. Boom, Dubai.
And was it a sole location?
It was.
Did you go with friends?
So I was there with another group, but you know, I was there on my own.
Okay. And how much time did you take?
7 days. Yeah.
And did you feel like you achieved what you needed to do? Did you recover from
because,
the burnout?
I mean, one, you don't rest on holiday.
No.
Like, you don't. Like, you actually, I think you work more on holiday than you do when you are at work.
So, that's why you must call it a sleepcation and not a vacation. Yeah.
You don't sleep much as well. When you're on holiday, especially in a different country, you want to see so much.
That's the thing.
You have 7 days to go and try to do everything.
Exactly.
Napa, tiger, napa, yeah, the desert driving. Napa.
All of that sort of stuff. And we're insomniacs also. I'm a terrible insomniac. Like, I struggle to sleep.
Oh. Hey.
You're
as well as you need insomnia.
Insomniac. What the great three?
Wait, is it insomniac or insomnia?
I'm at the grade three.
It's insomniac. We got it wrong.
Yeah, in so many.
You got it wrong in so many ways.
In so many ways.
We don't know what it is.
Insomniac. Yes. I understand what you're going through now.
Yeah.
It's the betrayal of the people that you work with not correcting you. You realize my whole life
Insomniac.
Okay.
So you struggle to sleep.
Yeah, I struggle
to sleep.
Wow.
I see what you did.
Insomniac.
So insomnia yin. Which one is this one?
Insomnia. When you can't sleep. Madam, I'm persuaded insomniac.
It's like...
When you can't sleep.
When you can't sleep. So, and you're sad. You're a maniac.
Kashelingu.
Nafunulala.
I'm coming to the end of the
road.
No ways.
Sure.
No way. Yeah. So your insomnia, did you deal with it in Dubai?
Insomnia.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Insomnia.
I didn't. I still struggle to sleep, but like I struggle to sleep in Dubai. And Dubai just doesn't sleep, hey?
Standard.
Yeah.
Motri, imoto.
Nabantua, like also, like I understand adults. Like you'd find Ingo, see, like they're out here just like grabbing a meal. Their restaurants are like 24/7. And I went there during Ramadan, you know, and they break fast at some point. And they just like crowd the malls and they just eat. Like all they do is just eat and just.
Ang it is Ramadan, they can't eat during the day when the sun's out. So when the sun's gone, they can eat.
Marayana, but like, okay, the way we batla ngakhona na but it's just
badle lokuthi I can't eat tomorrow.
No, umuntu faster. You know how it is.
Yeah,
break your fast.
Yeah, but mina I've been told that when you break your fast, then you break it all. Like you ease
your body. I ngoja ngomhobona.
I would manje ungene yo, sisu sakubonisa amawaza, yo, show you flames.
Nah, man. But you, I understand where it comes from. Because you
pops, I want to make a breaky fast.
No, usually when I break my fast, I'll eat a small meal first. Because what you don't want to, what you don't want to do is fall into the trap of eating too
much. Yeah, because now I'm a tumo,
Exactly, yeah. So you need to just like ease yourself into it.
Then I'll vibe to the gym, then I'll come back, and then I'll eat a big meal.
You still go to the gym?
Hey, I was about to say, Ujima,
Yes, dog, you must. Cause think about it. How long is Lent or Ramadan? It's 30+ days for Ramadan. It's 40 days with Lent. So you can't stop gymming for those 40 days. So you have to find a way to gym straight after you break your fast. Or if you're gonna gym in the morning, then you must eat just before sunrise and then go to the gym. And then hopefully you've got enough energy to last you through the day.
Oh no, money be stool.
I've just heard all of that admin and then
So this burnout thing, man, the reason why I'm talking about it is because I went through it as well.
Sure.
Right. I know that feeling where you're just like, I can't anymore. You know? When did you know you were hitting burnout?
I realized in how I'd engage my team, you know, how I talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, usually we have our status meetings, we have our group chat. Guys, we need to sort this out, we need to do that with that person, all that sort of stuff. Manager being figure and just like, when's in this one? Exactly.
So you're frustrated.
Yeah, you get really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, you literally like get a creative glitch or a block where you know usually like concepts that are that would take you 30 minutes to execute, you now have to sit all day and think, okay, should we do this, like there's something that we do no robot every year where we shoot Easter content. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't even come up with a concept for that, and those just happen like now, boom. Mm-hmm. Just before Easter we've got something group bam. That even took me a while to do because I was like, what must happen? So I realized, actually, Lana, I need to ditch Nyana.
Do you think being part of the Insomnia Matrix also like affects that?
I think, Insomniac, it definitely does. Because
it does. It plays a big role with me as well. Like, if you don't sleep enough, you're not the same person the next day. You know, you're grumpy, you're very edgy. And it affects, especially with us, our creativity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Unfortunately, in order for us to be creative, and that's what I learned on my, you know, rehabilitation and getting better, was that you need a balance, bro. You need to eat properly. You need to sleep properly. You need to get the right amounts of exercise and sun and whatever.
And we don't do that.
We don't do that. Now we like, deadline, next week.
Let's rock. Mm.
You know what I mean? And eventually it catches up to you. And that's how you have burnout. You know what I mean? You get burnt out because you haven't been eating properly the last couple of weeks. You've been eating takeout because you're on the clock. Mm. You're in different places. You know, you can't cook. You know, you're not sleeping properly because I've got this deadline. I got this gig. I have to shoot this video, what. Then after some time, you feel like you don't even... And that's where I started realizing there's a problem. your creativity.
Exactly.
You can't connect with it.
Your effectiveness.
And you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. You literally, you're just uninterested, disinterested.
Yeah, disinterested. Yeah,
you're just like, no, I can't do this anymore. I'd rather just go sleep.
Let's talk about when you feel like that, or you're expected to like MC a wedding, or because you MC corporate gigs, MC weddings and 21st. Like you do a lot.
Yeah.
How do you almost channel that for you to become better?
So a lot of the MC part of what I do is a feel that keeps me sane.
Uh-huh.
So being in front of an audience,
yeah, that's crazy.
For me, is like if I haven't had an emceeing gig for a while, you can. I also become edgy. Also,
I'll go sharp.
It's like yeah, nah, I need a band to feed off of them.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little weird, but like you know, those energies really help you a lot.
They do
because mm-hmm. you give off so much energy when you do that. So I use like if I'm burnt out and yabon muto ke sharp, I can't do it anymore. Like in katele. I'm able to like split the two. Uchi Alfie, Hambu Yenza in Tokfanelu Yenza, whatnot.
To feed your soul.
Yeah. Come back better.
Then you see Pomagabu, you see Puguya, I chilled better because you know you come from doing that. So it all depends. Really all depends.
So what all do you do? What all do you do?
What all do I do?
Yeah.
So I do corporate MC,
mm-hmm.
weddings. I enjoy mm-hmm. weddings a lot. I write also. I write for a car magazine. I have a lifestyle piece on there. Yeah, I write.
I don't know. You went to cars?
That's why I was telling us to ease on the quid jokes because
he knows the specs and how good of a car it is on paper.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, you're a car guy.
So, yeah.
My man. No ways. I'm a big car guy.
Is
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah,
okay, so you're a motor journalist, you MC gigs, corporates, weddings.
Yeah.
You're a social media sensation. Yes,
social media. Also, like I always have an issue with the term sensation. I don't know why.
Do you know what sensation means?
That's yeah.
First problem. Titi.
Yeah. I think it's sensation, eh?
Ask a definition of sensation.
A bigger Elon, a definition of sensation. Something to me says that sensation is got a time span.
Oh.
Or you feel like it's not you're a goat. It's untuembu no.
Yeah. And I think that generally as abantu, mo untuembu, even if askaga bubonu untuembu bako.
It shouldn't take away for the fact that we haven't seen you in a while.
Exactly.
Your ntwembuness should still be ntwembu.
Yeah.
And then I would say ntwembu manje
awusekho. Because if you like sensations, like a feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an inexplicable.
Ghost lady.
Okay, I saw you umuntu one
Mitchell. Ha ha ha.
It is the capacity to have a physical sensation, a physical feeling or perception resulting from something that happens to come from something that happens to come or
let's phone.
It's inexplainable awareness or impression.
It's the knees to the ease to the ease.
You better seize the knees to the ease.
We're more lost than
so what you think about like, that? What? See, about what? What?
About what?
Unexplainableness and nefastiness.
Which one is this one?
Do you think you can try it? Try
read it.
Let me try
it. Try it. Try it.
So it's a physical feeling or perception resulting from something that happens to or comes in contact with the body.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't say contact.
Since you couldn't say
both. Contact.
Hey, wait a minute.
I
No. We've got it now.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Now he's rubbing it on Titi's face. Should I read all of them?
That's right.
Should I read all of them? Nigga clicked on the link and opened the site.
You don't want to read the one that rocked me. You don't want to read that one.
But Elfie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
And this, I think this one is exciting for me, right?
Sure.
Because of how, like, I've listened to you now and I can tell that you're a perfectionist artist. Not even, we're not talking about, you're a perfectionist artist. Do you like have an expectation of the material that you do online when you do it? Are you expecting something in return, or do you know exactly where you are placing yourself in with your audience?
I was saying earlier that social media is a practice game. I still feel that no one has cracked the code or has figured it out completely. Mm-hmm. So when I put stuff out, I generally know what people will resonate with and mm-hmm. what people won't resonate with. But most of the time when I put something out, and you will see in the nature of my videos, they are very unscripted. I'm not the sort of person who will dress up and, you know, get an outfit, get a studio, whatnot, and all of that sort of stuff to record what I'm either in the tub or I'm sitting in my bed, you know. So it's very haphazard. So like when I put something out, it really is what it is. And if it resonated with me, I put it out, then it's probably gonna resonate with somebody else. I get surprised as well when a video trends. I'm just like, oh, I guess that was funny. I mean, yeah.
Mm.
So
nothing in you says quit it off.
So are you in terms of in terms of what Titi was saying now, perfectionism and whatever, do you find that you'll record and re-record and re-record?
No.
or do you just go?
No. So I record once. If I have to record it again, it just loses
the magic,
its authenticity. Mm. Like if I had to stop and think or rephrase or whatnot, it's already just died down. Let it go. We'll have some other moment.
So we've got your MC, we've sure. got your
car journalist,
motor journalist.
Yeah.
We've got your social media goatness.
Sure. Yes.
What else do you do?
I'm a TV show host.
TV show host.
I had two TV shows.
Each?
I have two TV shows, yeah, right now.
Which are?
There's one called Umthwalo. We did recently.
Umthwalo, which means
a baggage. Yeah, it was a show about black tax. And people would just come through on the show and just like, yeah, kona manje, akafuna ukusupporta abantwana bakhe umpho. And then point out about two man.
Example, Bob Sunga.
No, example.
Oh, because no one.
So, like, you know, somebody will just rock up, yeah, like a phone, or somebody will rock up and say, "Aba phone come back, these people are in their 30s, but actually, the line clean me. Bunch of Malia, all of that sort of stuff. So that was
important. And your job as the host is to be like, hey, yeah,
Mina. Mina, I was actually, I was just supposed to mediate. Meet Mina. Mpho, why we not phone Puma ka Rob? Rob, Mpho, usatha imali engakanani. Then, on set, manje fanele discipline abo gogo, bathi wena inkinga yakho yotshwala.
Yo. Yo. Ugogo wabantu.
Seriously. There was an episode we did, and ugogo was just like, yeah, mina ngiphuza two, bese ngiyablack her out, bona bayakwata ukuthi mina in. Like, it was a whole thing. It really was a thing. So, that was pretty fun. And then I've got another one. It's almost like a gospel meets comedy situation,
mm-hmm.
where we take budding comedians and just interview them and talk to them, and they make us laugh in the church.
Oh, nice.
Sure.
That's dope.
That's dope.
So TV presenter, I think we're on 6 now.
Yes.
What else do you do?
I think that's all for now. It seems as though radio is calling our names.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have an office job at the moment.
Oh, you mean job. You mean office job.
Peace job.
Yeah, it's a choppy job.
Okay. And you have a team that supports you.
I do have a team.
Yeah.
It's an incredible team that constantly grows and constantly evolves. Because as we grow, and I think you will know this, you know, you realize, hey, we now need this skill set. Mm. We now need this. We now need that. You know. Mm. So what started off as just me recording my videos in my bed is now a team of five people.
Recording videos in your bed.
Let's put
that topic to bed. So now you've got, let's talk about the show where people are fighting, sure. Right? Let's say Sigashuba Manj.
Sure.
What's your response? Just sit and watch.
My first response is always, okay, laughter. So that was what my directors always had an issue with. Now I laugh. Like, mom, when we talk,
when things are awkward, yeah.
I'm just like, you know? And then it got real on one episode where one of the gents stood up and he really wanted to square up. You know,
with you?
He wanted to hit his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, Nyambonamus, you know, I was scared.
Was that you trying to alert the crew?
Just like, hey, guys. And you know, the crew will just keep recording. Crew's just like, yeah, this is what we want. No. So yeah, it got intense.
Okay. Which brings me to my next question.
Yeah.
Go.
No, then I was gonna ask about mom and if she's proud.
Yeah. Mom is. Yeah.
What is the emotional baggage of doing something like that?
And that's why I sort of took a pause on it. Because one, what you're given as the brief, Uguti, this is just a simple fight among siblings, you know, escalates to something much more hectic when we get on to set, you know. It's your fault, you know. Those sort of things come up. And
you're not prepped and ready and trained for that.
Also, you know, so I was just like, okay, no, this is just too much for me. In as much as I can probe and whatnot, but I'm not the sort of personality for that, you know. I'm not that sort of person. So for me, it took a huge mental and emotional toll on me. I was like, I mean, I'm afraid.
It's a lot to carry. Grand.
To answer you, umama is super proud. So like umama, Ubers now. Umama masami takes.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Come on, somebody.
Nice.
I'm saying that my genie takes in the man in
okay.
Bambi Uber from Davidson, Hamburg, Joburg, CBT.
Yes.
I get a text. You. How? Ma, when's Alan? Oh, I shall be like a slow putty uncap him. Unfuna just to say something.
It's a Uber uncap.
And then Zubuelangai. I was like, that's not. That's, no.
But those moments are cute, also.
Those moments are incredible. And Umam's Bosch, man. My mom is everyone's mom. Like, my mom is everyone's mom. She'll just rock up and discipline everyone all of a sudden. Why am I so calm? You know?
Yeah, she'd say that too. Yeah.
It's like, yes. Yes.
She definitely
I actually thought of my mom, you know.
When you saw him.
It was just hectic.
My mom
was like, see what you did there. Hectic. But you know, it was hectic.
No, my mom was stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
I have never been in a fight. I don't want to lie. I do not have the capacity. I do not have the willpower, none whatsoever. I've never been in a fight.
Argument that gets to shuffling.
Yes, we like
argue.
I can.
But
argue.
To throw hands.
But to throw what hands? now from Gama, my meaning was I'm a strength one. A fight, shame. I'm the worst. I remember I once went to Rockets with a friend of mine, and I mean, Ulungile will take on any beast. She's like David and Goliath.
Yo,
took on some tower. And I immediately said to her, listen, and I'm just gonna drive home. When you're ready to get your life together, sharp. So, no, I do not get involved.
So you left her in the middle of a fight?
No, I took her with she realized, like, she sobered up instantly. With actually, yeah, maybe this is not the, right thing to do.
I'm shiny one, I'm a sober.
No, yo, no.
Oh, you took her before she got.
Yo, because had they.
Twa.
Had they.
Back home.
Had they. Yeah, we'd be speaking a different story, but yeah.
Oh, man.
She's going to hate me.
So here's what I want to know from you, right? Because the whole point of us having people like you on the show is because we have a whole cheese gang, you know? Sure. We've got cheese boys and cheese girls, and they look up to people like you, you know? You've made your own way. You've created your own path on social media, on the net, you know? You're now on TV. To the cheese girls and the cheese gang, what does it take to actually make it to where you are right now?
It takes you. It really takes you. You decide. It takes you. Everything we want, everything we possibly can think of is all. The fact that you're able to think of it is because it's in you. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're able to access it is because you decide. You decide to wake up. You decide to put in the hustle. You decide to actually push and go on and do it. It takes you. More when you've reached a glitch and you're about like, it takes you to get yourself out. It takes you. It takes you to also like center yourself when you realize, okay, maybe that's not where I'm supposed to be headed. I'm supposed to be taking this direction. Mm-hmm. People can inspire you. You know, you can listen to Oprah. You can listen to Kevin Hart. You can listen to Trevor Noah. You can listen to Robot Boy. But it takes you. I'm sorry. It takes you.
Cheese gang, cheese boys and cheese girls, Bati, it takes you. Khotswa mowena. It's up to you. Pumaguwe. Eitkom fanye. You are the...
That's how you say it. Pumaguwe.
Please do it the way your dad would do it.
Aich! Aich! Ladies and gentlemen, in 3, 2, 1. Pumaguwe. Guwe.
Look at how red Alfie is right now. He's been waiting for this moment the whole episode. Sega pink! Man. Pink!
Yeah, but Robert, yeah, come here. Please, dog. Ah, dog, the crew. Alfie's here. Come on, dog. Ah, dog, it's not here. Ah,
Rob.
We're here now.
Cheese gang, thank you so much for watching this amazing episode with our amazing guest, Alfie Sipho. Any announcements?
Wow, that is the worst impersonation of your dad. But yes, we do. Ah, man. Look, we're on a 920,000 subscribers right now on the podcast and Chill Network. So, if you are one of those people who have not subscribed, subscribe now because we're hitting road to 1 million subs. The party is on the 30th of July at SunBet Arena in Pretoria. 8,500 people will be in the audience, and we are hoping that you are one of them. So make sure you get your tickets. We have an amazing lineup. I saw they announced the lineup, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like small.
A lot of acts, Makazi, a lot of DJs, pop-ups. A lot of performances.
I didn't see Robot Boy there.
That's awkward.
It was. I was like, how?
Oh. Oh, take it up with HR. So,
it's just the popcorn that got invited.
That was a surprise, but now...
Oh, it's a surprise! So, cheese boys and cheese girls, come to see the surprise.
I wonder what.
Come and see the surprise on the 30th of July. And then, of course, 10th of June. 10th of June is in Pop-Up's birthday comedy special. Have you ever considered comedy, by the way?
No.
Doing stand-up. Scary?
Not. I just think I got to respect comedians. You guys are scientists. Like, you guys are crazy. Takes a different sort of mind, you know, to be a comedian, and I'm not that.
If ufuna kubona ama scientists on the 10th of June, make sure you make your way to Emperor's Palace. I'm a scientist wamagama, like insomaniac. Come and see us performing live at Emperor's Palace on the 10th of June. What else, my dog? What else would you like to plug in?
That's it, man. See you guys at the Road to 1 Mealy.
Yeah.
Episode 10. Something special is coming through.
Yep.
Oh.
And from me, the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's great. We are Robo Pops.
And we're out.
That's so dope.
Thank you, Alfie.
Alfios.
Siyabonga, Alfios.
Siyabonga, Alfios.
Shai Jin Tujin Yakotro.
Alfie Waga Sipo. Usipo Waga Alfio. Ne prove ni drink kotya.
Na ma LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. Siyadlala story. Petsi na ma guest and nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of choice. Said it's some pop pops and robot boys.
Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah?
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call you one boy like friends like bees. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call you one boy like friends like bees.